Hachette Audio presents Holmes, Marple, and Poe. Written by James Patterson and Brian Sitz. Read by Christine Lakin. Very few of us are what we seem. Agatha Christie. Chapter 1. Last Year. The vacant industrial space that realtor Gretchen Wick was trying to unload was located in a recently gentrified Brooklyn neighborhood called Bushwick. The area was becoming trendier by the month, but this particular building was cold and dead, and apparently unsellable. Gretchen had been sitting at her sales table on the first floor since noon, tapping her nails while she stared out through a grime-coated window. In 5 hours, she had not been visited by a single prospect. The property consisted of 9,000 square feet on 2 levels, but it was run down and needed a lot of work. At this point, Gretchen felt like the worn wood floors and flaking brick walls were mocking her. She checked her watch. In exactly 2 minutes, her open house would officially be a bust. Then she heard the front door open.
"Hello?"
A voice from the entry hall. Gretchen's pulse perked up. She pushed back her chair and walked briskly toward the door, her 3-inch heels clicking on the hardwood. She rounded the corner to the entryway.
"It's you,"
said a tall, light-skinned black man in a camel overcoat. For a second, Gretchen was thrown. Then the man pointed at the folding sign in the foyer, the one with Gretchen's face plastered on it.
"Right.
Yes," said Gretchen, turning on her best smile.
"Positive ID."
She held out her hand.
"Gretchen Wick, Lexington Realty."
"Brendan," said the visitor.
"Holmes."
He had large brown eyes and a neatly shaved head. Gretchen did her routine 2-second overview. Coat? Expensive. Well-tailored. Shoes? Alexander McQueen. This guy might be a looky-loo, but at least he didn't seem like a total waste of time. And right now, he was the only game in town.
"Welcome to your future," said Gretchen.
She waved her arm toward the open space. Then she heard the door opening again.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?